to it. Afternoons with Arcand and Hart on WEEI.
I love that quote. I love that whole thing. I love the part about, well, Red Sox fans are getting mad at me for reporting this. Oh, that's so good. I'm glad. Red Sox fans, good. I'm glad you're getting mad. I'm glad you, it's not that it's John Heyman's fault. Don't be an a-hole to John Heyman. But I'm glad that you're getting mad at this same cycle of bullcrap. This right now, the month of November, right? November through, I don't know, let's say January. This is when the Red Sox shine, isn't it? This is when they're in the news. This is when everyone's talking about them. This is when their name gets brought up all over the place. This is the Red Sox pride. Like this is what they live for every year. The owners, the front office, this is it. Because this is all the action and activity you're actually really going to see. And that's the God's honest truth. Red Sox fans know that. And that's why they're yelling at John Heyman. Hey, say, stop doing their dirty work. Stop telling everybody that the Red Sox are interested. They're not. They're not going to get Juan Soto. I don't think there's any chance that they have a legitimate shot at Juan Soto. I'll be shocked if that actually happens. Also, the other teams that are in the mix for Soto, Yankees, Mets, Dodgers, come on. The Rays, that's funny. I'm sure that's where Soto wants to go down there in Tampa Bay in the Dome Stadium with no roof. But, like, the Red Sox, really? Red Sox are going for Soto? Here's how I know that there's no way that's going to happen. Number one, they're talking, like, $600 million.
Yeah.
You think they're going to spend $600 million on anyone,
well,
let alone Juan Soto?
Alex Speer said they're going to spend $100.
$100. You get one
it's only a half a billion shy.
1/6 of Juan Soto. Yeah, maybe you could get that. $600 million is the number getting thrown out there. Numbers get thrown out, I know. But if it's anything near that, I don't think there's a chance. The other reason is because this is why I don't like that they even mentioned his name. They have all these young outfielders. They have Jaron Duran. They have all these guys sort of coming up through the system. We're all lefties, by the way, just like Soto. And they've made a very big commitment to all of them, right? Like, that's why they wouldn't make any moves. That's what they've been saying for 2 years now, is, hey, you know, we're not gonna sacrifice the future just to have a better present. Isn't that exactly what signing Juan Soto would be? You're sacrificing the future because you're going to be blocking one or more of these young rookies that you've been ballyhooing for 2 years and talking about how great they are. And by the way, baseball agrees with you. They're the number one prospect, number two prospect in the entire minor league. So maybe there's something to that. But either way, you're not going to sign Soto and then block these guys after talking them up for 2 years like this and they're finally ready to play in the majors. Like, don't BS us, Red Sox. Come on. You can BS John Heyman. Don't BS us.
So maybe they're trading some of those guys for pitching.
Doubt it.
Could be the possibility. The other possibility is this has nothing to do with the Boston Red Sox, right?
It's the agent.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes small follow the sniffer, and doesn't this feel like fluffing up the market?
It does.
A little bit. Soto started it. Remember when he said, we'll listen to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody? No, the Yankees don't have an early shot, right? They don't have any advantage. We'll listen to everybody, see what they have available, and we'll make the best decision. Now you have a report that includes the real big market teams, the ones that actually spend, the Mets, mm-hmm. the Dodgers, the Yankees,
right,
and the formerly known as a big market team, Boston Red Sox, including all those bidders. The other takeaway from this is, the Dodgers, really? Can the Dodgers stop signing everybody? Like, this is signed former big market fan. Like,
this is worse than the Yankees used to be.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean, like, obviously it's more money, but the Yankees used to sign everyone.
Right.
And you were looking at the Dodgers like, all right, guys, like, that's a lie. Even George Steinbrenner would be like, Jesus, you spent a lot of money.
But they didn't always win.
Right.
Now the Dodgers won, and they're going to sign the best free agent
yeah.
on the team that they just beat. It's like a little Kevin Durant thing. Well, I can't beat the Dodgers. I'll just go join them.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if their lineup, I mean, you're going to have Mookie, Soto, and Otani in the same lot. Freeman?
And Freeman.
Jiminy Christmas.
I mean, come on.
Just hand them that little metal trophy thing.
That's an outrageous. It's already right now an outrageous lineup. The other teams are the Yankees, the Mets, Dodgers, the Blue Jays. Blue Jays are in the mix. They have a lot of money. The Red Sox and, of
Tampa
course,
Bay.
The Tampa Bay Rays. And I think I read the Giants somewhere. San Francisco
yeah,
Giants are in the mix.
Yep.
They seem like a team that's always kind of floating around there. They're more active, and they do more signings than the Red Sox do, so I'll give them credit there. I won't drop them down to the interest king Red Sox situation because it's not quite like that in San Francisco. They actually do make some moves here for big money elite players. But
how the hell is Tampa going to sign them?
I don't know. They don't
I mean,
spend money
just
on anyone else. Might as well.
Is that like
it.
A go into a new ballpark in 2 years with a shiny new toy kind of thing?
Could be, yeah.
I don't know. Because aren't they looking for like $100 million to put a roof on their stadium?
Yeah.
Or they're not going to be able to? Or
I don't know
what the hell's going on there.
I don't know what's happening with them. I feel like a team that spends that little every year, There's team like the Dodgers pitching staff is the payroll's higher than the Tampa Bay Rays. I think I read somewhere. Either way, like you save that much money, eventually you're probably looking at your you're probably looking at your big pile of money in the office and going, yeah, we could get Soto. Like, yeah, sure, let's go ahead and sign him. We could do that, and we'd probably be fine. We haven't spent money in 30 years. Like we've never spent money on anything. So yeah, maybe that's a new leaf that they're trying to turn over. Either way, I'd say they have about as good a chance as the Red Sox of getting Juan Soto. And I'm annoyed that they're getting thrown back into this because it's just, you know, at this point, I feel like they're nothing more than a leverage play from the agent or just a name to throw in there to drum up interest. And that's really it. And I don't think there's any chance the Red Sox get Juan Soto.
I don't really either because I think they're going to spend. But, A, you're right. It's not a perfect fit in any fashion.
Right.
Like, it's a shiny, flashy, great player. But it's not a right-handed power bat. It's not a pitcher. It doesn't fill any of your specific needs, and it's a ridiculous amount of money. It's an over-the-top contract for a team that doesn't seem willing to even sort of play normal contract dollars. And I'll be honest with you, I'm not sure it's even the best plan to spend $600 million on Soto. Like we love it from that wow factor sense, mm-hmm. I think, and it would obviously be some indication that they're back to doing business a certain way, or they're at least in the one-off case. But I'm not sure it would actually be the best plan of attack to spend $600 million on just him. As you said, like the fit isn't really, other than him being a great player, like we all acknowledge his greatness. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure the fit is all that good.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Coach is in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Coach.
Okay, here's my plan. Let's go right up the middle.
Okay.
I'm inserting Kyle Teal at catcher.
Okay.
I'm only spending $100 million on Nathan Eovaldi. My shortstop is Story. Good luck with that. My second baseman is Raisella. My center fielder is Roman Anthony. My DH, who's going to flip-flop between DH and third base with Devers, is none other than 50 home run at Fenway, Pete Alonso.
Okay.
Play my plan. We're winning the ship.
All right, Coach, I don't hate that. I don't hate that at all.
Did he mention pitching?
He didn't mention any pitching, though. But I like the roster there.
It's a on-field. I don't hate it.
Teal at catcher, Roman Anthony in center. I don't know what that puts Jaren Duran. He's got to be somewhere, I guess.
Left.
But, left, right. Yeah. Yeah, do something else. Yeah. Trevor Story at shortstop. Probably going to have to do
that. He did say good luck with that.
Yeah, good luck there. And listen, if Story is healthy, I think he can be okay. But who the hell knows?
Rafaela at second base?
Rafaela at second.
What about Campbell? Where's he going?
I don't know.
Back to the minors? Mm-hmm. Usak's going to be loaded?
I don't know what they're going to do. It's a good question. But
maybe
he
has some trades for pitching in his mind.
Yeah, he didn't. I didn't hear Cassis there, so we'll see.
Maybe it's a two-part call.
Maybe that's someone who gets. Yeah,
check back tomorrow.
Tune in next week as Coach from New Hampshire gives you part two of his plan. 617-779-7937. Tom E. Curran joins the show at 3:30. In the meantime, Drake May, according to some statistics, is one of the best running quarterbacks in the NFL right now.
Take that, Lamar.
Passing, not so much, but he's running a lot. That dovetails nicely into some comments he made yesterday, which we'll get to next.